Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Line to gain is midfield. Murray being chased by Huff. Throws on the move, and it's incomplete for McBride. Nick Bosa is limping off the field, walking gingerly to the near side for San Francisco.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
NFL on Fox this past weekend. Nick Bosa. The initial report said that he would not miss the entire season, that his ACL was intact. The news coming down yesterday while we were on the air, Nick Bosa out for the season with a torn ACL for the San Francisco 49ers. We've got a bunch of injury news. That's the headliner. CeeDee Lamb out for a while. Mike Evans going to miss time for the Bucs. Terry McLaurin possibly out this weekend for the Commanders. I pass the baton over to the great Femi Abebefe. Femi, let's run through all the injury news in the NFL and give some betting spin. What do we got?
Yeah, this Nick Bosa injury is obviously big. And like you look right at the division market for the NFC West over at BetMGM, that's exactly where my attention went. Usually with these injuries, like maybe they have an awards implication. I never really felt that Nick Bosa was going to win DPOY. He was never the favorite to win that award. So I don't think there's as big of an application to that award where you have the rightful favorite being Micah Parsons. But for the NFC West, I think this is where it gets interesting. And why it's really interesting is that the game that we have Thursday night between the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals, because right now over at BetMGM, Seattle and Arizona, they're both 7-1. To win the NFC West. Like, those are massive, massive prices for teams that are going to be sitting after 4 weeks, 3-1. And I'm going about this by looking at the Rams as a team that I still want to continue to fade and be against just because of the fickle nature of this Matthew Stafford back injury. Starting off pretty well right now, everything looks good, but we don't know. It's one hit away. So I want to go ahead and still bet against that guy early in the season. And part of me, Nick, thinks that, like, do I want to bet both of these? I'm still back and forth as to who I think is going to win the game. I lean Arizona right now, but I think that Arizona to win the division at 7-1 plus 725.
I see an 8 at MGM right now. So that price has been moving. Plus 800 right now at BetMGM.
Like, I get it. The team didn't look, and they haven't looked good at all. Like, they didn't look that great against New Orleans. They didn't look that great against Carolina, at least in the fourth quarter. And of course, we all saw what happened.
Like, they suck. I'll say it. As I was Mr. Arizona Cardinal before the season. Like, Kyler sucks. He doesn't suck. He just hasn't gotten better in 5 years. He's the same quarterback now that he was in 2020. The same exact quarterback.
Can the defense carry them, though? Because that's the thing.
Like, gotta get healthy.
Pretty good. And when they do get healthy, especially at corner, like, this defense is good. And in a division where Brock Purdy, obviously, is coming back from his injury, but the Niners have a bunch of injuries, and we're all just holding our breath. Hopefully he stays healthy, but McCaffrey.
The Cardinals have the worst quarterback in the division. Situation. I'm being serious. Like, that's not facetious.
No.
Like, is it possible that you'd rather have Darnold than Kyler Murray? I'm not being serious. I think it's a conversation.
It might be a conversation, but it's a quick one for me. I would rather have Kyler Murray than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold.
As someone who has money invested in Arizona, I'd consider right now, if you could a straight up trade, I'd consider Sam Darnold.
So do you want to bet Seattle seven around that 7-1? I guess 6-1 right now on the right rail, but I saw some 7-1 earlier today at BetMGM. Yes, it's since moved since I saw it earlier today. Say it's 6-1 right now. Like, do you want to bet Seattle? Because they're now the favorite on Thursday night.
So I want to, like, so the injury, we had like an estimated injury report yesterday on Monday for the Thursday night game. So obviously both of these are West Coast teams. So we're not going to get an injury report until, like, maybe honestly, like in the next like hour. I think that's usually when they come out. Like, they're usually on the air when the West Coast injury reports come out. So let's see who's practicing for Arizona. It looks like, based on the estimated injury report, that like everyone's going to be back for Seattle. Or at least it's possible that they're going to be back. Like, Witherspoon's going to be back. Charbonnet's going to be back. Julian Love's going to be back. Evan Worry's going to be back. Now, they might not. Like, we don't have the injury report yet. Mm-hmm. But this might be like a Seahawks team that's pretty healthy against a banged up Cardinals team. If all things are equal and we get the injury reports today and tomorrow, and it looks like Arizona is pretty good health, and we'll see what happens with Seattle, I'm going to bet the Cardinals. So that's my stance here. I can't do it right now until I know what the injury situations look like for both teams.
So let's say Seattle's healthy, Arizona, like a couple guys, like let's say Paris Johnson comes back at offensive tackle, but like the corners are still hurt. Seattle's like laying 2, 2.5. You betting Arizona in the game?
I mean, if the spread's going to be like 2, 2.5, then yeah, I'll probably bet Arizona.
Yeah.
But if it's like Seattle -1, like I already, the funny thing is, and like I appreciate your right to ask the question. I would ask the question if I were you also. Like, I basically have a bet on the Cardinals already.
Your like, leverage.
I'd really like for them to win.
Yeah. And I so might it's like, bet why them, double like, down?
Well, like, well, if I feel like the numbers, if I feel like it's off, I'll bet it. I don't feel like at this moment it's off. Now, like Seattle's favored right now, but that'll change if their injury report's bad and Arizona's good. Like the Cardinals will flip to the favorite if that happens. So I think it's kind of like more shall be revealed in this spot here. I will just say on the NFC West in totality, and I was on this train also, and it's not that I want to get off the train with the fade the Rams train, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are the best team in the division.
Yes.
Like, they're actually the best team. Now, San Francisco's even money despite losing Bosa because the Niners' schedule is an absolute joke. It's like the easiest schedule of all time. If I had to make a bet in this division right now, Femi, as lame as it sounds, I'd bet the Rams +200. I'd rejoin the Ramily. I think they're the best team. So.
Yeah, I just, with the back injury, I don't want to be invested long-term with that team. Like, it's good now until it's not good, which is why, like, I'm just going to be anti-Rams. And then, like, maybe we get to November and he's fine. It's okay, cool. We can do the Ramily train or whatever, and we can feel a little bit better. But, like, I still think it's early to me to want to do that. The Dallas Cowboys.
You agree with me, though? Injuries. Like, are the Rams the best team in the NFC West?
Yes, 100%. Like, I think our read on them has been correct throughout the offseason. Was like, hey, if
shouldn't
back
they be the favorite?
Real, you want no parts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yes, But like the Niners schedule, and I still think the betting market's kind of skittish about Stafford. Like, I don't think that it was just like jokes this training camp. Like, I think that was real. He just happens to be healthy right now. But that can quickly turn. It's the NFL. Like, there's like he's gonna get hit. And how does he respond? And that's where the big thing for all the Rams people, that's where judgment day happens, where it's like, okay, like, are these bets gonna be good or are these bets all done and all of a sudden Stafford's out 6 to 8 weeks? Like, that's why I think it's, I understand the numbers, but I just don't want to invest because it's just way too much season left to go, that you like, too many hurdles that you have to climb over for those tickets to eventually cash with a guy that's dealing with a back injury and happens to be 37 years old. The Dallas Cowboys injuries are pretty brutal though, too, Nick. Like CeeDee Lamb, high ankle sprain. Tyler Booker now, high ankle sprain. The offensive line is in shambles. Wide receiver, best offensive player on the team, is now out for the next four games, in my opinion. I know they say that they want to reevaluate after 2 weeks. Guess what? They're going to reevaluate and find out he's going to be hurt for another 2 weeks. I'm not buying the optimism coming out of Dallas. I think this offense is about to become a very, very mediocre at best. And in fact, it might be bad. And I think what we saw against the Chicago Bears this past week was not a good sign of what's to come. Comeback player of the year right now for Dak Prescott. He's the second choice in the market behind Christian McCaffrey. I'm already kind of on McCaffrey, especially a running back coming off of calf and Achilles injuries.
I like really a bet there. In this market, by the way. And I forgot to do it earlier in the show because I got Hutchinson.
I think we're on the
bet,
same
right?
guy. 100%. Aiden Hutchinson for me at 9-1. Like, I think that usually this goes to quarterbacks, but Hutchinson is such a big name and such a good player.
And he had splash plays last night in primetime against the Ravens. Like, yes. And they were talking about, and they were showing, I mean, dude, they were showing Hutchinson's parents like this was Taylor Swift, yes. Like at a Chiefs game.
And there's mom and dad, and like, shout out to his family. I'm sure they're nice people. They're supporting their kid as they should.
I'll tell you what, good looking family.
It is. Yes, I agree. But like,
this is a statement of fact. I'm not trying. That's a weird comment. Like the good look. Like they're good looking people. It's very obvious when they're on camera, right?
He's got good genes. He's got great genes. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. He's an awesome athlete. His dad played football too. Like he's got it all. And he's got his leg back. And he looks really good. And I think he's going to continue to look good. And this goes off of all the reporting that we saw over training camp where everyone said Aiden Hutchinson looks awesome. He looks even better than he was prior to the broken fibula last year. Because it was such a high-profile injury in a game that a lot of people were watching, that Lions-Cowboys game. Like, this is the story that I think people can rally behind. I don't really believe in the other injury stories. They're just regular injuries. But this one was pretty gruesome. And I think Hutchinson, comeback player of the year at 9-1, that feels pretty good, especially when a guy like Dak Prescott, who could win this award, is now going to be up against it over the next month with his O-line and his best wide receiver.
I love that angle. We're on the same page here with Aiden Hutchinson. And just, maybe we'll, you're a Cowboys fan. Just give me a quick take here before we move on to like Mike Evans or whatever else you have planned. And let's talk about the Cowboys-Packers game for a moment on Sunday night. Obviously, Micah Parsons returns to Dallas and the Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker. So it looked like we were going to hang out around like Green Bay 6 prior to all this news being announced. I think the expectation was CeeDee was more likely to not play than play.
Yeah.
With what this looked like on Sunday at Open. Now we're at MGM. We're at Packers 7. Now the 7 is juiced towards Dallas, but Green Bay 7, 47.5. Do you have a thought on this game, like how this is going to go early in the week with CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker both out for Dallas and Green Bay coming off the loss to the Cleveland Browns?
I actually think 7 is the correct number in the game. At 6.5, I'd bet the Packers. At 7.5, I would reluctantly bet the Dallas Cowboys. I think that this is actually like the perfect number. This needs to be a full touchdown. I am very concerned about this Cowboys offensive line against this Packers front and like what they've been able to do to O-lines. Like, they've embarrassed Detroit's offensive line. They embarrassed Washington's offensive line. They even had a really good showing against Cleveland. Their offense just didn't come to play. But like, now this Cowboys O-line banged up, and we all know the motivational spot for Micah Parsons. I think the Cowboys are going to struggle to score. If you really need to bet the game, like, I mean, I'm saying this as somebody who's been getting killed on totals. Like, the under feels kind of good to me with this game, just because I think Dallas's offense is now a little bit overrated in the market given all the injuries. But yeah, this feels right. And whichever side of 7 we're on is probably the bet that I'll make. And I hope that it's not 7.5, because I really don't want to bet Dallas. But at that price, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah, I'll save my thoughts on this game for later in the week on the Packers Cowboys. I was looking to bet Dallas. prior to like all these announcements being made and making it official. I haven't made a bet on the game yet. It's not great. It's also a gigantic number on the road.
Also that.
Yeah. A gigantic number on the road. Doesn't mean they can't win and cover. Just saying. It's a great point. Green Bay closed 7 at Cleveland last weekend. Green Bay right now is 7 at Dallas. Just food for thought.
Yep.
Food for thought.
One team has Joe Flacco. One team has Dak Prescott. Let's go to the South, though. Mike Evans. He's got the hamstring injury multiple weeks.
One team has Myles Garrett, and one team used to have Micah Parsons.
Yes. Also that. Maybe they have Diggs. Oh, no, he hurt his shoulder. What about Deron Bland? Oh, he's got a foot injury. What about DeMarvion Overshown? Yeah, it's an on and on and on we go. The NFC South, though, I think is very interesting with Mike Evans now with dealing with his hamstring injury. I think Tampa's going to still hang on to win this division, but I also really, really do like want to entertain Atlanta at plus 450. And I'm saying this as somebody who bet Atlanta before the start of the season, took some plus 225. So this would be doubling down. But look at Tampa's next three games. It's not easy at all. So they're 3.5 at home against Philly this upcoming Sunday. Tough scene there. At Seattle, likely not going to have Mike Evans. Home Niners, maybe he's back, maybe he's not back. And then at Detroit, this 3-0 Tampa team that's neat. Oh, by the way, they've needed like last-second victories in all three of these games against Atlanta, against Houston, and then, of course, this past Sunday against the New York Jets. Now has to go Philly, Seattle, San Francisco, Detroit. Would it shock you if they're 3-4 or at best like 4-3? It would not shock me at all. So doesn't that mean there has to be value on the Falcons at plus 450? I know Atlanta could obviously screw the pooch as well, but like there has to be some kind of value at plus 450 on the Falcons. I kind of want to double down.
So that is like a phrase in common culture, screw the pooch. I think that we should probably eliminate it from the show vernacular, just like an editorial decision.
We'll remove that.
Like it is something that gets said like colloquially.
Yes.
So it's not like, yeah, but I yes. just straddling the line there, I would say.
Habitual line stepper, not me.
So I like the Eagles this weekend. I said yesterday on the show, I laid 3 with Philly. The number is 3.5 now. It doesn't mean that I'll win my bet. At Seattle, home San Francisco. Femi just gave you those three games. It is worth noting, I think Wirfs and Godwin will both be back this weekend. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm a little spooked by Michael Penix and his performance last weekend.
I mean, it was really bad.
It was really bad. I think it was more than really bad. I think it was kind of like alarming. How it doesn't mean that he can't be back to being good this weekend, but it was. He plays like that again this weekend against Washington. Kirk Cousins is going to be starting in week 5. So I can't get there with you on Atlanta right now. Maybe.
It's kind of an out.
I can't get there with Atlanta stuff. Not now. Not until I see a better Penix performance. On the other side, we'll hit a couple other NFL injury notes, and we'll start breaking down an epic college football Saturday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.